despite the kind of the initial kind of public kind of furore of this massive demonstration in Copenhagen Fields in London, this extraordinary kind of petition, the government kind of eventually kind of relenting and pardoning them and welcoming the men back home, the men all kind of coming back home, five of them settling up in Chipping Ongar in the London Fringe in Essex, put onto their own kind of little farm supported by the broader kind of trade union kind of movement. Only one of the six men returns to Tolpuddle. That's kind of James Hamnett, where he kind of sees out his days, kind of dying in the local workhouse eventually. The other kind of five don't really kind of settle, despite the fanfare of their kind of returning back and they're being supported to develop into kind of small farmers. They move out to London in Upper Canada, what we now know as kind of Ontario, and try and kind of create kind of new lives there, and have really nothing to do with Tolpuddle. Tolpuddle again thereafter kind of they fade into obscurity. Really, they're not really kind of mentioned a great deal either in Tolpuddle or kind of in broader kind of political circles. And it's really kind of in 1934, the first kind of centenary of really the trial of the six men, the Trade Union Congress, the TUC, kind of remembers them, plucks them from obscurity. It builds a series of kind of cottages with a library in Tolpuddle for agricultural labourers. The library eventually becomes this kind of collection of Tolpuddle ephemera. Now is kind of a great museum. I recommend anyone to go and visit. And a book is written, the Book of the Martyrs, which is kind of organised, published by the TUC, and the use of this word, martyr is kind of comes into kind of popular currency. It had been kind of used earlier in the trade union kind of agitation to get their sentences pardoned, but there's a lot of language these men were martyrs. Of course, none of them lost their lives for their cause. Unlike in lots of other kind of protests, lots of kind of individuals had ended their lives on the gallows for incendiarism from Dorset and neighbouring counties in the 1810s, 1820s, 1830s, 1840s. So it's really this kind of act of re-remembering by the TUC that becomes critical. And ever since then, they've not been forgotten. So been for a while they were kind of annual the TUC supported kind of annual, called them kind of festivals, really, but it was kind of marches and kind of and some kind of talks and sports even in and around kind of Tolpuddle every year. More recently, kind of taken up by the museum at Tolpuddle. So an annual kind of festival of kind of speech of radical politics, and their name kind of lives on now in popular consciousness. Whereas for many years before 1934, they had largely been forgotten. So they've become in some cases literally kind of the poster boys for agricultural labourers and the cause of agricultural labourers. But in some ways, as I said, they were not unique. In some ways, they were not exceptional. But they leave a remarkable legacy.